A Prayer to Do Less and Trust God More. Written by Rick Warren. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. We were under great pressure, far beyond our ability to endure, so that we despaired of life itself. As it turned out, it was the best thing that could have happened. Instead of trusting in our own strength or wits to get out of it, we were forced to trust God totally. Not a bad idea, since He's the God who raised the dead. 2 Corinthians 1, 8-9. Some of you have had some goals and dreams that you've been striving, seeking, working, hustling, hurrying for year after year after year, and you haven't achieved them yet. Why don't you just back off a little? Relax, chill out, trust God. Watch what He can do. He can do it a whole lot faster and a whole lot better than you can do it. The only benefit of being stretched and being on overload is that it forces you to trust God. It brings you to your knees and you realize you're up against the wall, out of steam, out of energy. One time, the Apostle Paul hit burnout. He was in Asia, working and serving, and he was ready to throw in the towel. God can do what you can't do. Jesus did not say, "If you're busy, you can move mountains." He didn't say, "If you work really hard and get really stressed out, you can move a mountain." He said that if you have faith, you can move mountains. Matthew 17:20. Faith, not busyness, is what gets the job done. So what's your mountain? What's the problem in your life that needs moving? Stop doing so much. Do less and trust God more. Pray this prayer today. Father, I've lived without margin in my life for so long, I can hardly remember what it's like to not feel fatigue or pressure all the time. I think fatigue is the normal way I'm supposed to live and feel, but it's not. I'm tired of being rushed and late and exhausted all the time. I've got too many irons in the fire, and I need your help to get out of this mess I've gotten myself into. Help me to recognize and accept my limitations. Help me to put some space in my schedule. I need breathing room and margin in my life. Jesus Christ, I know I can't do it all, and I need your wisdom in deciding what matters most and what I should do. I don't want to waste my life. Please give me the courage to say no to the wrong things and yes to the right things. Most of all, help me to trust you. Forgive me for thinking and acting as if everything depends on me. It doesn't. It all depends on you. I want to have greater faith in you and less reliance on myself. I want less stress and more margin in my life. In your name I pray. Amen.
Have you ever considered yourself a messenger? Whether it's mics like this, bookshelves around the world, stages to take, or art to make, or perhaps businesses to build, it's time we start testifying truth unashamedly, creatively, and in love. My name is Tamara Andress, the host of the Messenger Movement podcast, which is designed to catalyze Christians to speak, write, build, and testify. If you're ready to turn your message into a movement and want to run with other messengers doing the thing at scale globally, search and follow the Messenger Movement podcast on your favorite podcast platform today or lifeaudio.com.